Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today?
I'm great. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, look, I thought we'll just have a look at some of the results we had last night. So over in Sweden at the moment is the World Driving Championship, and the fifth leg was held last night our time over there. And the top contenders are very close heading into the final leg, which is happening tomorrow. At the moment, Sweden's Ulf Holsten's on top. And Todd McCarthy, our Australian representative, he's in 12th position. He's in last. And he was in last position heading into yesterday's heats as well. And unfortunately, remains in that position heading into the last leg tomorrow. So, but yeah, Ulf Holsten and Doug McNair from Canada, they're sort of fighting at the top, and Mika Force as well. So very interesting. So I've seen a few photos of Todd over there, and he looks like he's having a great time, which is good. I guess closer to home, Matty Williamson from New Zealand, he's running seventh on 135 points, and the leaders are on about 166, 164 points. So maybe the Kiwis might have a chance, but for Toddy, I don't think he does, but he's still doing us all proud. As for last night, Cozzy, we had a chat yesterday's On the Pace to Bernie Hewitt, who had 16 horses nominated at Bathurst last night. And he was on the verge of breaking a century of wins as a trainer for the season, which he achieved. He won many of the Breeders' Challenge heats. The first heat, though, went to Smooth Cash, which is trained by Steve Turnbull and was driven by Amanda Turnbull. Then Bernie Hewitt won the other three-year-old Colts and Geldings heat with Make Mine Memphis. Bernie was quite positive about his chances. And then the next Billy's heat was taken out by Right About Lexi, one trained and driven by Bernie Hewitt. He actually trained the Quinella in that one, with Lady Swiss running second, and Bernie's son Doug took the drive there. And the other, and yeah, that was it. So yeah, Bernie had a really good night. He trained one, two, three, four winners on the card. So it was an interesting night of racing too, Cozzy. They had he did really well. After the races 4 to 10, the mobile barrier wasn't working anymore. So races 4 to 10 were all a walk-up start as well. So the Breeders' Challenge continues today at Penrith. There are two heats. A couple of scratchings, unfortunately. In the first heat for the boys, the three-year-old boys, Let's Go to Brazil is scratched, and so is Wolf Stride, which is a shame. But the favourite there is Colossal Stride for Shane and Lauren Tritton, who have drawn Barrier 1. And the Tritton camp have drawn well in the Phillies heat in Barrier 1 as well, with Brooklyn's Best, who looks like to be the main fancy in that one. We head to Newcastle on Friday, and there are three heats of the Breeders' Challenge there. All good fields as well. A few scratchings there as well, unfortunately. And then as for the Breeders' Challenge for the heats, there'll be more held at Menangle next Tuesday and the following Tuesday as well. So, and then we head into the semis. So we've had some pretty good results so far, Cozzy. And some, even though Bernie Hewitt and Steve Turnbull dominated at Bathurst last night, the results have been sort of spread around over the last couple of weeks so far. So, looking forward to what else they can produce in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and a good night for Bernie. 16 there, and he pulled three or four winners out of whatever. So good strike rate.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a fantastic strike weight rate. And yesterday I touched on the fact that last season was his first year that he trained over 100 winners. And I think from memory he trained about 103 winners. So he's already matched that now, and we've still got a few months of the season to go. Mm-hmm. But, as we touched on yesterday, 16 horses to the races. They put in a lot of hard work, and it's paying off, which is great to see.
Fantastic. We'll talk to Amanda tomorrow.
Yes, you will. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales.